Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Singapore's AI Export Boom, What It Means for Your Business by Brett Allegra Wood.
And I'll be honest, when I first saw Singapore export data, I nearly moved on. But stay with us, because this one has a very specific hook for business owners, with 20 to 500 people.
Right. So here's the headline number. DBS economists are projecting Singapore's non-oil domestic exports, they call them NODX, will surge 11.5% year-on-year in April 2026. That's 8 consecutive months of growth.
8 in a row. That's not seasonal. That's structural.
Exactly Brett's point. And the driver is global demand for high-end memory chips and AI-related electronics. The world is building AI infrastructure at scale, and Singapore is right in the middle of supplying it.
So the natural question from any business owner listening is, why does this matter to me? I'm not making chips.
That's the precise mistake Brett calls out. Most owners hear AI chips and switch off. But he's clear, this isn't a tech story. It's a supply chain story. And supply chains reach every sector.
Walk me through that.
The demand for AI hardware creates ripple effects across the whole ecosystem. You've got manufacturing of components and subassemblies, specialized logistics for high-value, time-sensitive equipment, cybersecurity for AI systems, data governance and compliance services, AI integration consulting, specialized maintenance and support, even raw material supply.
None of that requires you to be a semiconductor manufacturer.
None of it. Brett's argument is that you need to understand where your existing capabilities intersect with that ecosystem, not reinvent the business. Just look honestly at what you already do and where it maps to what the AI supply chain actually needs.
And some businesses are already quietly doing this.
Yes. He describes operators landing long-term manufacturing contracts, securing logistics agreements for cross-border AI component delivery, building consulting practices around AI infrastructure integration. They're not tech giants. They're smart operators who asked one simple question. Where does this wave need support, and can we provide it?
That framing is useful. So how does a business owner actually run that diagnostic?
Brett gives you a set of direct questions. If you're in logistics, can you handle secure, time-sensitive movement of high-value AI components across borders? If you're in manufacturing, can you produce parts or subassemblies used in AI hardware? If you're in professional services, can you help companies integrate, govern, or secure AI infrastructure?
What about data management? That's a significant part of a lot of service businesses.
Covered. As AI adoption grows, demand for data governance, compliance, and architecture services grows with it. And there's a talent angle, too. The AI ecosystem has a real skills gap. Recruitment and training services are in genuine demand.
He has a line that stuck with me. The indirect opportunities are often larger than the obvious ones. And the businesses moving early, the ones also letting AI augment their internal operations, they're the ones who'll be genuinely competitive on a global stage.
Right. And Brett makes this point directly to businesses in the 20 to 500 person range. Strategic positioning matters more than scale. You don't need to be a large business to find a defensible niche in a rapidly expanding global industry. You need to be early and deliberate.
There's also a domestic market point worth picking up.
Yes. The argument is that domestic market saturation is no longer the ceiling it used to be. Global markets are actively hungry for AI-related products and services. Digital platforms have made international trade accessible in ways they weren't a decade ago.
Which brings up the digital presence point. If a company building AI infrastructure searched for your core service online right now, would they find you? Would your positioning even make sense to them?
That's his exact challenge. And for most businesses, the honest answer is probably no. Your website likely doesn't mention anything AI adjacent, even if your actual capability sits squarely inside the ecosystem.
So what's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Take 1 hour. List every product or service you offer. Next to each one, write down which part of the AI ecosystem it could serve. Logistics, manufacturing, consulting, data, security, talent. Even a rough map will show you where the real opportunity is.
For me, I'd contact a trade agency.
Government trade agencies and chambers of commerce have market intelligence specifically on AI-driven export opportunities, and most of that support is free. Book one call this week. The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want to work through what this looks like for your specific business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
definitely worth the read. See you next time.